MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Last week, New Mexico Lions Kids Side, a statewide program originating from Las Cruces, set up a booth for easy try-ons. The organization provides glasses and eye exams at no cost for qualifying individuals. Debbie Lovano, Community School Coordinator at University High, a Community School Grant recipient, organized the fair in conjunction with Western Sky Community Care and 100% Chavez County. The fair provided resources from around Pecos Valley, Los Pasitos Family Services, Chavo County CASA, and Loveless Regional Hospital. At the Chavez County DWI program booth, young people tried on goggles that mimicked the sensation of being intoxicated. They attempted to operate scooters. They wavered while wearing goggles. The booth was an opportunity to understand how drugs and alcohol affect both brain and body. Members of the Roswell Planning and Zoning Commission recommended a request last week made by business people that could help address the community shortages of child care providers and affordable housing, respectively. Ariana Franco asked the city for a special use permit to operate a daycare business in a light industrial zone. That business would inhibit a building of the 600 block of East College Boulevard, not far from the intersection of East College and North Garden Avenue. Paul Taylor, owner of the 6,000 square foot commercial building, told commissioners the location had a child care provider as a tenant in the past. Taylor also said Franco and he have agreed to a three-year lease for 3,000 square feet of space there for Franco's daycare center. The same structure will continue to house Apria Healthcare, which leases the same amount of space on the other side of the building. The businesses will each have separate street numbers. It's a lot of fun to cut your own Christmas tree. Christmas tree permits on the Lincoln National Forest, just $10, limit one per household. Now through December 22nd. On how to purchase your permit, you can go to recreation.gov, or you can stop by one of the offices in Alamogordo, Cloudcroft, and Rio Doso. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.